Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jeff Davis. It's time to buckle up as we head out on the wine road.
Anytime an end user is using the application and follows a wine, follows the winery, the wine, the winery, and the end user are then connected. So then post-visit, they're able to communicate. That's something completely different and unique to our application.
I love Restaurant Week because it gets people to come in that are afraid of price point. The one thing that my fantasy about Restaurant Week is that people realize that they can actually get this price point all year round.
It's a busy weekend. Barrel tasting is happening in Russian and Dry Creek Valleys, and Restaurant Week started in Sonoma County. Whether you're heading out to barrel tasting or just hitting the wine road, you'll hear from a couple of guys who can help you plan your trip. They created an app and website called Wine Routes. Adrian and Ian will join me in studio. Then later in the hour, we'll celebrate Sonoma County's Restaurant Week, the dates of which have been moved up to include two weekends. It started yesterday and runs through Sunday, March 11th. I'll talk with Dusky of Zazu in Sebastopol, Chef Don at Charlie's in Windsor, and Chef Roger of Lagar Restaurant in Santa Rosa. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Smothers European Volvo, a family-owned business since 1982 on the Corbiato Row and smothersEuropeanVolvo.com. By Sonoma Clean Power, choice, local control, competitive electricity prices. You can have it all. Sonoma Clean Power, local, renewable, ours. And by On Fire in Santa Rosa, where they carry decorative and functional outdoor kitchens, furniture, and grills for homes and businesses on Cleveland Avenue. Over the past year or so, I've met and run into Adrian Tamblyn of Wine Routes. He was not quite ready to go live with the project when we first spoke, but gave me some insight into what they were working on. Not long ago, they did offer it to the world with their app and website called Wine Routes. It's an in-depth search and wine tour planning platform to help you decide where to go and what to experience, something many people have a problem deciding. Last week, co-founder Adrian and the web designer Ian joined me here in my home studio, only the second guests to do so. That means in today's first half hour, we're not on the wine road, but in the wine studio. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here, Jeff. Thank you so much for having us.
So you've taken on the mission to help people who are cruising around wine country.
Well, yeah, that's just it, Jeff. I grew up here in Sonoma County, California, out in Forestville, out in West County area. And I didn't have much appreciation for wine until I got a little bit older, when my budget could kind of allow for some of those things. As you know, wine tasting can be an expensive proposition.
You didn't start with Boone's Farm or Angry Green Springs, one of those?
You know, my parents, it was interesting. I got introduced to wine at a relatively young age because it was at different celebrations and different occasions throughout my life. So I grew up with my parents appreciating wine, so I probably was able to taste it prior to being 21, let's say.
Sure.
But I didn't have an appreciation until I got a little older and started figuring out what I liked and what I didn't like about the different wines and the different regions and different places I'd go to.
And even that can be a 10-year process. You know,
it
if
is.
You're just buying wine at the grocery store, you can narrow down what you kind of like.
Sure,
you stay
sure.
Shy away from the ones you don't like. But you don't really start developing interest in where it was grown and the varietal until a little bit later on.
There's so much to it, you know, and that's just it. It feels like you're always on a constant journey with wine, learning about the different regions, the different producers, how they are all unique from one another. And really, I think what got me really into wine was when I became a cyclist here in Sonoma County and was on some of these back roads. Speaking of wine roads and back roads, places I would never happen to venture with my big Tundra driving down the road. If I didn't have business down that road, I would really never go down that way. So
yeah.
Being a cyclist, I was able to get down on some of these back roads, you know, West Dry Creek Road and just all around this area. And I was just winery after winery. And I was going, man, if I live here and I don't know about it, how in the heck does someone else figure all this, make heads or tails of it? And so I got to be known to my friends as being a wine guy because I'd start really partaking and doing quite a bit of wine tasting out here.
Did you factor that into your cycle route?
Yes, sometimes. some people were asking.
See, which route should I take today? I'll stop by this winery. And this
it's one. Interesting. And I kind of got to be known by my friends as a bit of a wine guy saying, so they will come to me asking like, hey, Adrian, where should I go for a wine taste? You know, like you're the one that is doing this all the time. And so What I found is a little bit of a frustration, I guess, because sometimes it would be your neighbor asking you where you should go versus someone, maybe it would be a friend from, say, coming in from New Jersey asking where you should go. Mm-hmm. And I find that with all the different unique experiences out here in wine country, whether you're going to go to a large producer or a small producer or medium sized, the experience is wildly different. I think we could probably all agree on the fact that it's just that the experience is very much different. And so to really give people a taste of what is there from both spectrums, from, you know, being introduced and getting to meet the winemaker and seeing the winery dog, to being at a larger operation where there's wines that you can buy on a store shelf back home, and also, you know, all the amazing pairings that they have at many of the wineries around here. The experience, the cost, it became hard to make good recommendations for friends based on your own knowledge in your head because there's just so many, right? So what happened was my aunt, when I turned 30, she heard my frustration and she gave me a gift, which unbeknownst to me at the time, 10 years later in the making, became a digital format of what Wine Routes is today. So what it was is she gave me a journal, and the journal was just like a simple little journal, and it was a handmade little thing, and it allowed me to put down the wineries that I had gone to, take the label off, put the label there, write down what the vintage was of the wine. It was a wine journal. For all intents and purposes, it was a wine journal.
It was designed as that?
It was designed as that.
Good for her helping you out, so you can help her out.
So she did that. And so, like, being a digital in nature kind of guy, I started searching for a digital solution to the ability to have, you know, say, an integrated solution in the palm of your hands. Obviously, there's a big digital shift that we're all experiencing right now.
Let's pause right there for a second, because I have some thoughts. But first, I want to find out how Ian came to wine and what your experience is.
Oh, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and so growing up, didn't really have exposure to wine at all. You know, my parents, of course, drank wine, but it was, you know, my mom had the one Chardonnay that she liked, and my dad had the one red wine that he liked, and that's all we ever had around the house. So I was never exposed to the kind of things that Adrian might have been exposed to out here in Sonoma County. My love for wine actually came, I studied in Germany, and I was in Southwest Germany. They call it the Sonnenecke, which means the sunny corner. But they grow Pinot Noir there, and it's called the Kaiserstuhl. And where I lived, I would have to ride a train into class every morning through vineyards. And I got this really strong romantic connection with that atmosphere and that culture while I was there for almost a year. I ended up moving out to California to live with my wife, at that time girlfriend, and I took classes at UCLA in wine business and education. So I decided, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. I finished my degree in economics. I'm going to try some wine stuff. Came up north here to work a harvest. Mm-hmm. So I did 3 years in production, worked at Linmar, worked at Belletto, and worked at Sonoma-Cutrer. All great experiences. Yeah, got to see, as Adrian was mentioning, you know, I got to see the small, medium, large producer, the boutique to, you know, restaurant wine. I really lucked out in my series of harvests. And when I met Adrian, I was just finishing up my time at Sonoma-Cutrer. And I'm a self-taught web designer, and he needed somebody who knew how to do web design and also knew a little bit about wine.
He came to you with his journal.
And it just,
I want to do something with this.
Yeah, and it just, it evolved into what it is now. You know, we went through a lot of different iterations, but that's really what happened. I took some classes, moved up here, and then met Adrian.
He's Ian Scales with Adrian Tamblyn of Wine Routes. You'll learn more about what they have to offer for the consumer and wineries when On the Wine Road continues. You're listening to 1350 AM and 103.5 FM News Talk KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis, and this is On the Wine Road. I'm in studio today talking with Adrian Tamblin and Ian Scales of Wine Routes. It's a new app slash website that can help you plan visits and connect with wineries and allows wineries to connect with customers. There are a number of wine-related apps out there, and I asked Adrian, when they were designing Wine Routes, did they see a hole in what was being offered, or did they gather the best of what was out there and roll it all into one application?
So what we really saw was a disconnect, and the disconnect that we particularly saw was between the brand itself and the consumer's interaction. So some of the studies that we read that were coming out of Sonoma State by some of the professors there, basically what was being said is that brands are having a really difficult time with the ability to build brand awareness. So how do I differentiate myself from the 400 or 800 or 1,000 that are in the Sonoma Napa region? That's number one. And number two, how do I engage with my consumer during and post-visit? Those were the key functions. And what we started looking at from a competitive standpoint was what other apps are out there. Some are wine directories where you can find wineries by like a wine directory, a lookup. Mm-hmm. We take it so many steps further because we bring the winery to the table as well. So we build them a dashboard where they can control their content on the back end. Once the winery comes onto our platform, they're able to actually take control of the account, which is then displayed to the end user through the application. So, and it also, anytime an end user is using the application and follows the winery, it's very social in nature, so that the winery and the end user are then connected. So then post visit, they're able to communicate, which that's something completely different and unique to our application.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
So I can see some benefits there
for sure.
Both parties.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how long ago did you guys first start talking about this?
Well, when we first met and started talking about doing this was at least 3 years ago. And then there was a period of time where, we were talking between the two of us and then our other two partners in the business, Edgar and Jason. And we really started to figure out kind of the angle we wanted to approach it. And once we had hammered down an idea, we all really got in a room together and really went full in on it and full time, all four of us working on it. So that has been going for 2 years now. So that was 2 years of development and design, and we built the website and the app. And what we really wanted to do from the beginning was build a solution that was not just a WordPress blog that, allowed people to find content, or a simple site that allowed you to sell a wine or something. We really wanted to have a scalable solution that would allow it to have lots of users interacting, lots of connections being made and relationships between the routes and the users and the wines and the wineries. So it really is a full social network. As Facebook or Twitter or any of those, we really have the basis of, you have your own user profile, you store your wines in your cellar, you follow all your wineries, you can follow your friends, you build your own routes. There's a lot of content that gets interconnected.
Yeah.
And that was really our goal from the beginning to help.
I noticed that you can share your route that you plan. So that comes in handy if you are meeting friends up here, but maybe one couple's in Santa Rosa, the other one's in Sonoma. You can plan a route, send it over to your friends, and then they can follow it and meet up with you at the appropriate time and place.
Yeah, we'll meet you tomorrow morning at stop number one.
Right.
And so that was our pitfall, as Adrian explained, was all these people, and especially, coming from the Midwest, I would have people coming to visit family and friends, and they'd say, oh, yeah, you're the wine guy, because, there aren't many wine guys back in St. Charles, Illinois. So they always relied on me to get recommendations. And it was, as Adrian said, it was always hard. You had your handful that you loved, that you had been to a whole bunch. But you don't want people to miss out on all the other amazing experiences. And every time I go to a new winery, I'm amazed at
something.
It's just the quality is there, the experience is there, it's unique. Everybody has their own vibe. Everybody has their own style of wine. Russian River Valley is known for Pinot Noir, but when you have 200 different people making Pinot Noir, you're going to have a lot of variety in the style. And you might like one better than the other. Yeah. And you don't necessarily know up front if the Pinot Noir you're going to taste is the kind of Pinot Noir you actually like. personally. Mm-hmm. So,
and the interesting thing also I'll mention is that the application is national, right? So something that was interesting from a data standpoint is that there's wineries in all 50 states.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they made wines where they make wines and what kinds of wines they make there. It's ice wines, fruit wines. Really interesting things, varietals I've never heard of.
Hybrid varietals.
It's just amazing. So we've been getting contacted by other states, you know, as far as, say, Maine, New Mexico, Jersey, and they're saying, hey, what is this Wine Routes app? You know, we have, wineries in Finger Lakes that are all amongst each other, and the idea of a wine route is resonates with us. So this is really interesting to see, you know, meet other people in the space and to see what their take is on it, too.
We have over 4,300 tasting rooms on the platform, so they're all listed. You can find all of them. We did our best to collect as much information as possible, and every day we have more wineries signing up and updating their information. So.
Wow. Good for you.
It's growing.
It's nice when they contact you.
It is.
It is.
By the way. Because then we can hand it off to them and say, hey, now you can keep it updated, and which is cool because, you know, they can put their tasting menus there so people know ahead of time which wines will taste and what the story behind that wine is.
Right.
As well as being able to save that next time someone says, hey, what did you have when you went out to Northern California? You could show them exactly
the
wines.
Here's the five places.
You had, you know?
And smart of you to let them do that.
Yeah, we understand that there's a lot of wines and that they rotate a lot. And, you know, one location may have 60 wines on their list and you pick four for your tasting, right? So a winery can add all of their wines with all the pertinent information about the wine and images and everything. And then very easily, basically, it's just a plus minus sign. You can just drag and drop and swap out your tasting menus at any time and create as many tasting menus as you need. So,
yeah. And for the consumer, you can save your route. So if you had a particularly enjoyable weekend visiting certain wineries, you can go back and revisit that route.
Yeah, they're permanent itineraries, basically. Yeah. They are, you've created these are my favorite dog-friendly places in Sonoma County, or these are my favorite places to take my kid to play bocce ball. And so you can create these themed routes. And then some of the things that we're working on developing is we want to have a route search where you can come to the platform and as an end consumer, you don't have to necessarily make your own route. We can show you the hundreds and thousands of routes that other people have made. Oh, you know, cool. So you can come to Sonoma County and say, all right, I want dog friendly, kid friendly locations, but I want to search routes, and it would feed back, you know, Adrian created a route a year ago, or I created a route 6 months ago, and they meet those criteria. So if you really don't have any idea of what you want to do, but you have some...
Especially if you can include the varieties that they like.
Sure. Yeah,
I like Pinot Noir, and
I want to
try some Zinfandel. And...
Yeah, so all the routes have that data stored in them. It's all shareable, and if you're friends with the person on the platform, you can go to their profile and find all their routes and everything like that. But for the community as a whole to have access to that information, I think, is the goal.
The other neat thing is that wineries, when they put on events, oftentimes they'll have a number of locations that are part of that particular event.
Right, the tasting events, the passport events, that sort of thing.
Sure, one that's coming up here.
Savor Sonoma.
Yeah, Savor Sonoma. We'll be working together with the Heart of Sonoma Valley on that. And then I think I have 12 wineries that are participating this year. That's an event coming up in March. And so we'll be creating some routes with those 12 wineries on there so that people can kind of, you know, figure out maybe they want to do, you know, some routes that are very specific that are themed either around the varietals or the different kinds of things they could do. Because people aren't going to hit 12 wineries in a day. At least I hope that's not the case.
Right. So. You were mentioning that this covers both the consumer and the wineries. So if a winery wanted to join up and they haven't done so yet, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so for a winery, if you're an open to the public tasting room, you're able to come onto our platform, and in the footer of our website, it just says claim your winery, and you basically have to sign up as a user. Once that's all verified that you are a user, then you can claim your winery. It's a pretty straightforward process. There's no fees involved with it. It's just you would have to spend the time of, you know, to put the correct information up on the platform. And then
no fees
to have a winery collect their place their information on the platform. We want to have the richest experience possible for the end user that's visiting Wine Country. And if you're an end user, you know, the best way to keep track of a wine routes is via Instagram. We're on Instagram. We have almost 15,000 followers there, and it's growing. And we love to share our experiences that we have because we're going out to events and everything. as well as seeing other people's experiences on Wine Routes. We're really interested in that as well. So,
And it's Wine Routes on Instagram, right?
Wine Routes. Yeah. Wine Routes.
We certainly follow each other a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, I had mentioned that we're coming out with that route search relatively soon, and we are working with a lot of different wineries right now to discuss and develop features that could benefit them as businesses and benefit their consumers as visitors. So if any wineries out there are looking to mix things up and have some fun with some tech guys, we would really love to talk to you. And we've got a lot of great ideas and are looking for some partners to make things happen.
Intriguing.
Get the most out of it.
Yeah. We really love, as we mentioned, we really love the whole experience of wine on wine tasting. And so a lot of what we're pushing for is communicating that experience and what makes a place unique, and doing digital content, doing sponsored content, getting video and amplifying and going through our Instagram channel and partnering up with some influencers that we're good friends with, and really trying to amplify content for wineries.
We need help in the partnerships area, so it would be great to work with some wineries that are on the cutting edge of what's next in the wine space.
Well, guys, thanks for coming into the On the Wine Road studio
here
today. Yeah, glad to be the first duo in your home studio.
Wine Road duo,
And I wish you much success.
That's so great. Thank you. Yeah, thanks anyone in wine country looking for a good place to go.
Hop on Wine Routes.
We're going to help you out.
They're Adrian Tamblin and Ian Scales of Wine Routes for consumers and wineries. The website is simply wineroutes.com, which can be accessed on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. And again, their Instagram page is also Wine Routes and at Wine Routes USA on Twitter. Up next, I'll chat with three chefs about Restaurant Week. It got underway yesterday. That's coming up on the Wine Road. Welcome back to On the Wine Road here on FM News Talk KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis. This is the week when Sonoma County eats. Restaurant Week has begun a few days earlier than usual. Many, not all, but many offer two-course lunches for $10 and $15 and three-course dinners for $19, $29, and $39. This presents a wonderful opportunity to try some restaurants you may not have visited before, as well as head back to old favorites and at a much lower price. Although you'll hear when I talk with Dusky of Zazu Kitchen and Farm, these are nearly the same prices they always offer. You may recall Zazu used to be on Guerneville Road, where Walter Hansel Bistro stands now. They moved a few years ago to the Barlow in Sebastopol. That gave them a greater opportunity to expand, particularly their garden space, which was important to them as a farm-to-table restaurant.
So for us, we were a little bit worried about moving to a more urban, which is funny to say, in Sebastopol, but a more urban spot than our previous spot, where we were definitely in the middle of nowhere. So I was afraid to move to an urban spot. And in our conversations with Barney, who's the landlord here, I just kept saying, I really need space to farm. It's really important to me that people be able to go outside, harvest the stuff, and bring it back to us for service. So, for example, we have a rabbit dish where you can run outside and pick your own carrots. And I really want people to do that. I want people to see what stuff looks like when it's ready to harvest, and also experience the joy of something that immediately picked. And for me, in terms of the cooks, there is no greater restaurant shift than to have to go outside and harvest at the beginning of it. And it gives the cooks an appreciation for how long it takes something to grow. It takes, generally most things, about 2 months to grow. And so if they see how long it takes something to grow, they tend not to waste it. They won't burn it or overcook it. So it teaches a respect of ingredient. It's kind of like a good work ethic. Yeah.
And it's truly a spontaneous menu. You just, when you pick what's fresh for that day. You
know. Yeah, we have a cocktail where people have to run out and pick their own fennel top to go into the cocktail. So to me, it's fun. It really makes the farm-to-table experience real. It also makes, I'm very much about sense of place. And you can only do this here. So we are crazy lucky. For us, we also farm in two other locations. One that the public can go to, which is Davis Family Vineyards up in Healdsburg. And then the other is our home farm in Forestville that we do a couple events every year that people can find out about on our newsletter. And that's where the over 100 animals are. So, and a little fruit orchard.
And that's what's interesting about not only supporting small farmers, but you express a thoughtful concern for the animals, indicating that you believe deeply in the life that they have given for your customers. And that's so touching and kind of Native American in that mentality.
Well, I grew up actually as a 23-year vegetarian, which is kind of funny now that I'm married to a man who makes rockin' bacon and salumi, and that we were crowned king and queen of pork is kind of crazy to have been such a veteran vegetarian. But for me, once an animal gives its life, you must respect that, and you must use every part of it, and you're responsible for how they live their life. And so for most animals in our country, they are mistreated for most of their life for our benefit, for our cheap food benefit. And I am a huge advocate for you bear that weight of responsibility. That animal, and for us mostly pigs, need to have a great life and only one bad day. And so we want all the animals raised on pasture outside. And then it is more expensive to do it that way. And honestly, what we should all do is eat a little bit less meat then. Yeah. So.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that you're a vegetarian, because the way that you read about this place is it seems like it would lean toward vegetarian. It's so farm fresh and all about the gardens. But then you guys are so much into the meat and the pork, and you have that Black Pig Meat Company.
Yeah, I would say what's funny for me is people that don't know and haven't really dug their knuckles into investigating about us. If they're a vegetarian, I think they're afraid to come here because they know us for meat. And we always have vegetarian items on the menu. And I am somebody, I worked at Green's, it was my second restaurant job, you know, over 20 years ago, was at Green's in Fort Mason in San Francisco. I, of course, was a longtime vegetarian.
Does that mean you're not now?
I am not now a vegetarian.
You've seen the light and tasted the glory of bacon, huh?
I would tell you that we have converted many a vegetarian back to meat eating with our bacon. Something obviously I'm clearly proud of. But basically, vegetarians don't need to be afraid to come here. We are happy to cook for you. We want to cook for you. And we want you to be happy and have a good time.
Sure. Yeah, it's good food, too.
Yeah.
Weren't you on a cooking show, a nationally recognized show?
I've been on a number of shows, but probably the most recognized show was a show on Food Network called Next Iron Chef. I competed on seasons 3 and 5, and been on a couple Guy Fieri shows, getting to judge now and sit on the other side, so that's kind of fun. Huh.
So during the Sonoma County Restaurant Week, it's a chance for our listeners to come enjoy the fare of a nationally recognized chef and enjoy your wonderful food. So what do you have planned for a Restaurant Week?
I love Restaurant Week because it gets people to come in that are afraid of price point. The one thing that my fantasy about Restaurant Week is that people realize that they can actually get this price point all year round. Huh? Our menu ranges in price. We have items as low as $3.50, always. We have lots of little bar snacks that are inexpensive. You can buy the dates by the each. So, you know, we do a lot of things that you can buy by the each. And so you can actually control your budget if you have one and still come here and have a great time. We always have a $5 red and white by the glass. We always have a $25 bottle of wine, red and white. So we try to be there for all occasions, whether it be that you just want to stop in and have a quick, inexpensive bite, but you want honest, true, good food that's from here. And so what I love about Restaurant Week is sort of bashing the belief that we're too expensive to come, because we're not. Please come. And we always, on Monday nights, we do a Monday night farm supper that's always $39 for 3-course. So this is something you can get here at Zazu every single week on Mondays.
So if you can't make it this coming week during Restaurant Week, make sure you come over here and try. And I think people will get a sense of your passion for what you're doing. So why not come and taste it?
Yeah. Once you taste it, you'll keep coming back.
I like to go back just to talk with her. She's so enjoyable. Dusky of Zazu Kitchen and Farm in the Barlow in Sebastopol. As with most restaurants, you can visit SonomaCounty.com and click on Restaurant Week, then search for the one you want to visit, and you should be able to find the lunch and dinner courses they're offering. That's SonomaCounty.com, and look for the tab Restaurant Week. Next, we head to Windsor and Charlie's Restaurant as we continue on the Wine Road. We're back on the Wine Road here on FM News Talk, KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis. Continuing this half hour talking about Sonoma County Restaurant Week, I now have another chef who was generous with his time. I rushed down to chat with Chef Roger at Lagar French Restaurant. And I assume a lot of people think of Lagar as the place to go for a special occasion, a special dinner, an anniversary night or something, but it truly is a good choice for any night out.
That is absolutely correct, and we are more than that, and we want to demystify what French food is all about. So we serve large portions. You do not leave hungry here. And we actually have a lot of local ingredients, and we've been buying Franco-American bread for 35 years, which is down the street from us. So we do a lot of local purveyors.
So you have quite a history here at the place. Your parents started it.
Yes, in 1979. So actually the whole family got together, and we put our monies together. We bought the lot from Rick Murphy from Jenner by the Sea and built the restaurant and started ever since.
Your parents were Swiss, I imagine. They were French-Swiss.
French-Swiss, yes. And my father trained in Switzerland, and then I graduated from UC Berkeley and then left to go to Switzerland to train.
Oh. When did your parents come over here?
They came over from Switzerland to Canada in 1949 and 1951. And they were married in Canada, and I was born in 1955.
When did you guys get down here?
My father came down to San Francisco with the family in 1961, and then he was the executive chef for the St. Francis Yacht Club in San Francisco for 20 years.
Wow. Great.
So I learned from him at the time.
And you mentioned it is a family business. You work with your sister here.
That is correct. So I run the kitchen, and she runs the front of the house.
She's quite vivacious and friendly, isn't she?
Oh, yes, she is.
So I've been touting that Restaurant Week is a great opportunity for people to get out and try something new that they may not have done, and a great opportunity to come here and see Lagar.
Yes.
And you're going to serve dinner under the $29 price point, which is a great price for you guys.
Yes, and we get to see a lot of different faces. People usually don't come out, and it gives them an experience. So it's a valuable tool for us.
Right. So four items. Four-course dinner. Some are doing three, some are doing four.
Yes, so we're doing a four-course dinner for $29.
And I know you have quite a wine list here.
We have about 180 different wines, and almost all of them are Sonoma County wines. Since we're a family-oriented restaurant, we like to pick out the smaller family-designated vineyards and support them.
Any French wine?
Probably 5% of our menu is French wine.
Okay.
Not very many Napa Valley wines.
Chef Roger of Lagar French Restaurant in Santa Rosa's Railroad Square. Remember, you can check out SonomaCounty.com, look for the Restaurant Week tab, then search through all the places you'd like to enjoy. You'll find most of the menus there, so you can see what they're serving. It is the week to get out and enjoy all the incomparable fare our talented Sonoma County chefs can craft for you. That brings the show to a close. Find my past interviews at onthewineroad.com, as podcasts on iTunes and other platforms as On the Wine Road Podcast, and more on Facebook. Stay tuned for Grape Encounters with David Wilson. You're invited to join me again next Saturday for another adventure on the Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis.